Welcome to Talking Walking's 2020 Visions. I'm Andrew Stuck, the producer of Talking Walking Podcasts. 2020 has been an extraordinary year. The COVID pandemic has changed our travel behaviour for the foreseeable future, and a new normal has yet to evolve. Many governments have encouraged their citizens to walk more in their local neighbourhoods, to undertake essential errands, as well as for better physical and mental health. Changes are being made in our streets to accommodate social distancing, with more outdoor space being allocated for entertainment, leisure and hospitality. Looking further into the future, what might the world of walking be like in 20 years' time? We invited people to share their vision of the world of walking in 2040. We asked them three questions and to record their answers so we could share them here. We asked them to tell us who they were and from where they were calling, and to outline what work they were presently doing that involved walking, as well as their 2020 vision. The voice you're about to hear is from Grace Adam, an artist based in the UK.
Hi, my name's Grace Adam, and I'm in North London. When I think about walking and 2040, I think about parks. I think about those vital places, those pockets of common ground that should be all over cities, towns and villages, and we need to hang on to them, we need to keep them. Crossing paths with people you may never encounter anywhere else happens in a park. We really need to think about, I think, real access, ownership and agency for all members of communities for these spaces. You know, there's been a lot of recent debate about who and how we remember in our public spaces, and that's vital. It needs to be talked about. It needs to be part of an ongoing debate. And it's an ongoing concern of mine. Real access, agency and ownership is crucial. I do think about barriers to walking and socialising outside. The purpose of public spaces, obviously they're vital places for meeting, talking, walking, playing, exercising, chance encounters. And when I think about walking, I think about access for everybody, access for those who may be physically less able as well. And I'm interested in this idea of benches, of places to sit. I think they're really important. Social isolation for some older people is a real problem for many people. And lots of debate and design is happening right now around places to sit, around staging posts. Walking is about stopping and resting and talking too. I've recently made a socially distanced bench, an installation. It was originally planned as a seat for kissing and conversation, but the design of the piece has responded to our new socially distanced environment. We used to choose where to sit. Now we consider new sets of social rules, norms and mores around proximity.
We will be publishing further 2020 visions. If you'd like to record a 2020 vision of your own, then please follow the instructions you'll find on the 2020 Visions page of the Talking Walking website. From there, you will also find free podcast interviews of artists, activists and professionals from the world of walking, and of those who have a passion for just taking a walk. Talking Walking and the 2020 Vision are written, recorded and produced by Andrew Stuck of Rethinking Cities Limited and the Museum of Walking. Our artwork was created by Ian Martin of Aardvark Graphics and Auburn Lowe. And the music was composed and performed by Simon Sanders of Easytronic.